Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello again, folks. It is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I greet every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And folks, this is a voice crying out in the wilderness. We are here in this world, walking in this shadow of the valley of death. We are walking in the land of the shadow of the valley of death. We shall fear no evil, for we know that the Lord God, He is with us, and His rod and His staff will comfort us. Folks, He is going to prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We are living in the last days. And I encourage everyone to just try, including myself, to just seek the Lord and just do your part. Let us do our part. If every single one of us do our part in seeking the Lord, do our part in telling others about the Lord, not in our own flesh, not in our own works, not according to our own mind or our own mentality, but let us seek the Lord for wisdom, for knowledge, and for understanding concerning His Word. We have to encourage each other in the Lord. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Because, folks, we are living in a day when evil abound. We are living in a day where the enemy is just roaming about as a roaring lion, seeking and searching whom he may devour. And we don't want to be caught unawares, folks. I'm just going to try to adjust my screen to see if I can open the chat room. I know something is going on with the chat room. I think it's the room that I'm in. That is not allowing me to type in the chat room. I don't know what's going on. Just to start the chat. I have no idea. Okay, hopefully everyone can hear me. So today I just did the Holy Sabbath of the Lord, our God, and I just want to talk a little bit on the Sabbath day. I know that today mainstream Christianity as a whole has denied God in the sense that we have forgotten His commandments. We have forgotten that He is God and He is our Father and He is the creator of the universe and He is the creator of our laws and of our commandments and of our precepts and of our statutes. Folks, if we honor and try to uphold the laws and the rules of the land, of wherever you live, wherever you are you reside, whether in the United States or in the Caribbean or in Africa or in England, wherever you are, we try to uphold the law. And if we break the law, we are going to be apprehended. If we break the law wherever we reside, we have to pay the penalty. I know in the United States, if I break the law while driving, if I break the law by committing a murder, if I break the law by stealing, by doing whatever it is, and I'm caught, then I definitely will have to pay the penalty. Well, if we are afraid of the law of the land, if we try to uphold the law because we don't want to get in trouble, we don't want to be jailed, or we don't have to pay a penalty, then how much more important it is for us to abide by the rules and abide by the law of the Creator of the universe. How much more should we not honor His laws, honor His rules? I know that many pastors and preachers, especially of the mega, not only just the mega churches and the televangelists, and but small and large. Many of the churches today are literally, they just deny the commandments. Many preachers are preaching that the commandments have been nailed to the cross, and many are saying that the Sabbath is for the Jews, the Sabbath is for Israel. They can keep whatever day, you know, I've been told that they can keep whatever day they want. Any day is sufficient, it suffice, you know, for the Sabbath day. You can keep Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You can keep any day as the Sabbath day. Folks, this is such a grave error. I remember talking like that. I remember saying that, you know, I actually was baptized. Well, actually, was christened, christened as a baby in Catholic, in the Catholic religion. And my mom, took us out of the Catholic Church and take us to a Pentecostal church. And so, from a very young age, maybe 5 years or so, we were taken to Pentecostal church. And then, you know, I went to a Seventh-day Adventist high school where I was being, I was encouraged to be baptized in the Seventh-day Adventist. And I was told that the Sabbath day is seventh day, and I literally was in denial that the seventh day is the Sabbath. I was in denial and saying, you know, I was just saying like everybody else, like those people that I learned from, like my pastors, like my folks, like everyone else, that, you know, you can keep the Sabbath any day. It doesn't matter when. You know, it doesn't matter what the Bible say. You can keep it. You can honor any day as the Sabbath. But folks, that's not right. It's wrong. That's a lie by the devil. It's like speaking as the serpent. You know, even people that I really, really honor, these people that I really listen to, and they have a lot of good things to say. A lot of truth to bring forth, and a lot of things that hit right on the nail. But then when they talk and they say, oh, it doesn't matter whether you keep the Sabbath or not. Everything else matters, but you don't have to keep the Sabbath day. And the commandments, you know, the commandments are nailed to the cross. And folks, oh my God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua said that he didn't come to destroy the law or the prophet, but he come to fulfill. He said, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So why are we running around teaching and preaching if we're not willing to abide by every single jot or tittle that's written in the pages of the Bible? Say, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass. Why are we willing to overrun, to bypass even one jot or one tittle from the Bible? Many of them are discounting the Sabbath. Okay, well, if the Sabbath, if we can keep any day, any old day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, well, why is it then the Word of God say in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your maid servant, nor your manservant, nor any cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. And this is this verse 11 says, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them is. And guess what? He rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. So folks, the Lord God created everything in 6 days. If we jump back in Genesis chapter 1, it says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. It says the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep. And the Lord God said, let there be light, and there was light. And the morning and the evening was the first day. And then the Lord God said, you know, let the heavens bring forth. Let me see. Hold on a second. What does Genesis chapter 1 say? Before I go speaking things that's not right. On my computer is slow. Yeah, God, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Okay. Anyways, here it is. Yes, and God said, let there be light. Where am I? And there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day. So there you go. The Lord God created. He created the light, and he divided the light from the darkness, and he called that first creation, during that creation time, he called it the day, the evening and the morning was the first day, and God saw, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters, and God made the firmament. So the second thing that the Lord God did, that he made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day. So I'm not going to read down all of it. So what I'm saying is that the Lord God created things. He worked. He worked on the first day. He did work, and then he called the work. He called that to the time frame that he did that work the first day. And then he created again, and then he called, and then that was the second day. And then he created again, and that was the third day. And so we see you come down to the last day. The sixth day, and God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after its kind, and cattle and creeping things, and the beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so, and God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind. And everything that creeped upon the earth after this kind, and God saw that it was good. And after God created all these things, and he came down to the sixth day, folks. He came down to the sixth day, and the Lord God created everything that was in 6 days. And that was the end of the Lord God creation until he goes to chapter 2, which is the seventh day. So the seventh day, folks, is a day that the Lord, the only day that the Lord God said that he hallowed. Verse 11 said, for in 6 days the Lord God, the Lord made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all them that is in, and all that in is them is. And he rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. So we see that God didn't bless every day. He didn't hallow every day. He didn't sanctify it. He sanctified. He didn't make it holy all the 6 days. But he worked in these days. That's why the Bible tells us that there should be no work done on the seventh day, because it's a day of rest and it is holy unto the Lord. And why is the seventh day, why there was no work done on the seventh day? Why do we have to hallow it? Why do we have to keep it holy? Why is it sanctified and set apart? And why is it holy unto the Lord? Because, folks, the seventh day is an uncreated day. There was nothing created on the seventh day. It's a day of rest and reflection on the goodness of God. It's a day of rest and reflection on the faithfulness and the love of God towards us, because The 6 days were created for us in order for the Lord God to bring us into this world. The world was created for us first and foremost. When we fell from heaven, when we sinned, and as angelic beings, and we came to earth from heaven, the Lord God had to prepare a place for us. He had to prepare a place for his fallen children, and he created the earth, the heavens and the earth, the galaxies, and all of this goes hand in hand with earth. So he created the earth, and he put all these things on the earth for us, and he created the 7 days, a day of rest. And everything, folks, everything we see, everything the Lord God created has a meaning. Like 6 days. The Bible tells us a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. So the Lord God gave us 6,000 years. The Lord God gave us 6,000 years. I'm trying to just find a comfortable position for my head to be able to speak properly. The Lord God gave us 6,000 years on this earth. Give mankind 6,000 years to do, to just fulfill, so that the Lord God, so that his will can be fulfilled with man. He gave us 6,000 years for all of the angels, all of the fallen angels to come to earth. Those of us who fell during the rebellion, all of us come here in our own time. We are the last generation. We are the last set of angels to fall, to come here on this earth. The Lord said to me, before I placed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and you knew me. You stood before me. I ministered to you while you praised my holy name. He said, I showed you all the mysteries of the universe. I told you I was going to send you on a journey in the flesh. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. But I have placed the light inside of you. And if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. And folks, the Lord God created this world for us. And he gave us 6 days to labor, all mankind. We have 6,000 years, just like 6 days. We have each and every one of us to labor and do our own thing, to go to work, to make a living. But the 7 days, a day of rest, holy unto the Lord. Why? Because the 7th day symbolizes the 7,000 years that we are going to live on earth. And the 7,000 years, which will be the spiritual, holy Sabbath day of the Lord. It is the day of the Lord when Yahushua, Jesus Christ, Yahushua, will come back. And the new Jerusalem will come down from heaven. And those of us who believe on the Lord, those of us who honor the Lord, those of us who are born again, those of us who are sealed by the Holy Spirit will go into the New Jerusalem, will live, rule, and reign 1,000 years with Yeshua in the New Jerusalem on this earth. I don't know. The Bible tells us about New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. I don't know if it's going to be like paradise, if it's going to hover in space, if it's going to be in a place. I mean, God is an amazing God. He is an amazing architect. But we are going to rule and reign with Yeshua on the Sabbath day. The 7,000 years, the seventh day, the Sabbath day. And we are going to spend 1,000 years with him, being taught of him, learning of him, loving him, being with him and becoming one with him before heaven and earth pass away. Heaven and earth is not going to pass away when Yahushua comes. We are going to spend 1,000 years, the Sabbath day, a day of rest from our sins, from our sick, from sicknesses, from diseases, from the rule and reign of man, from the rule and reign of these world governments, these dictators, who are telling us what to eat, how to eat, what to drink, how to drink, what to put in our body, what not to put in our body, how we should be healed. Take this vaccine and you're going to be healed. Instead of us going to the Lord for our needs, the Lord God created the Sabbath day. Jesus Christ said the Sabbath was created for man, not man for the Sabbath. Man wasn't created for the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day was created specifically for us. For us to get to know Yahushua better. On that day, when he comes back, we are going to leave this body behind and we are going to have a body like his, a spiritual body, and we are going to live with him for that, in that holy day. That Sabbath day, we are going to live with him. And how did I come about to honoring God's holy Sabbath day? I was running away from the Sabbath day. I didn't believe in honoring the Sabbath day, the day that the Lord said to honor it. And folks, one day I was just crying out to the Lord and talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I don't know how to love you. I've never loved you. I don't believe I've ever loved you. I don't know how. I don't understand how to love you. And I don't think I've ever loved you the way that you desire for us to love you. And I said, Father, would you please teach me how to love you? And right at that moment, the Lord said to me, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I said, Lord, haven't I kept your commandment? And the Lord said to me, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And folks, at that point, I couldn't deny him. I couldn't say, Lord, what are you talking about? At that point, folks, I just found myself confessing. I said, I am guilty, Lord. I have not kept your holy Sabbath day. I've never kept your holy Sabbath day, nor do I know how to keep it or what I should do or what it means to keep it. And I said, Father, teach me everything I need to know about the Sabbath day. I said, show me and teach me everything that I need to know about the Sabbath day. And the Lord said to me, if you do this, if you keep the Sabbath day, I will add stepping stones and others will follow. So folks, from there on, the Lord taught me everything that I need to know about the Sabbath day. Are we not going to honor God? Are we going to honor man? You know, the church today do not honor the Sabbath day. There is this offshoot from the Catholic religion and all of the Sunday going churches are the daughters of the great, the mother of all harlots, the Catholic Church. And we just follow after the commandments and the doctrines of man instead of following after the commandments and doctrines of the Lord God himself. And so, folks, it is not too late for those of us who are alive today, but we have to just carry on and seek the Lord according to his word, not according to the words and the religions and the doctrines and the commandments of men. So Exodus chapter 31, verse 13 tells us, "Speak now also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that do sanctify you." So folks, the word of God is telling us that we should keep the Sabbath. It is a sign. The Sabbath is a sign between us and God throughout all our generations. And it's not, there is nowhere in the Bible that tells us that the Sabbath day is for the, it's for the Jews, or the Sabbath day is for the house of Israel. We are all Israel who cleave to Abraham. Those of us who cleave to Yahushua, we are all children of Abraham. We are all Israel, those of us who cling to Yeshua and who cling to his word and who cling to his commandments. Says the sign, it is a sign between us and the Most High God, that we may know that I am the Lord that sanctify you. Who sanctify us? Religion? No, religion have nothing to do changing up the word of God. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. The word of God is saying that the Sabbath is holy unto us. It is, everyone that defile it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever do any work therein, their soul shall be cut off from among his people. Now listen, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He changed not. There is nothing new under the sun. The thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which shall be. Can anyone look and say, here, this is new, or there, this is new? For lo, it has always been of old. Now, if the children of Israel, the chosen people of Israel, the people that was chosen to lead the rest of the world to the Lord, the people that was chosen as an example for the rest of the world to follow. We are not to follow after the world, but we are to follow after the teaching that were handed down to the children of Israel from the Lord God. So if the children of Israel were put to death, whoever defiled the Sabbath were put to death. And the soul, that short soul was cut off from among the people. What makes you think that the Lord God give us a free pass? He's a just God. And he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and he changed that. There is nowhere in the Bible that says the Sabbath is not for everyone. The Sabbath is not just for a certain group of people. It's for everyone. And if one group of people were punished for a particular sin, what makes you think that we get to walk free? I'm sorry. What makes you think that we get to walk free? Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. The word perpetual means everlasting, never ending. We have to keep the Sabbath throughout our generations, throughout all the generations of the earth, for an everlasting covenant. Folks, who are we? Who do we serve? We serve a living God. We don't serve man. We don't serve popes and preachers and teachers. We serve a living God. Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 3 tells us, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. Get this. It is the Sabbath of the Lord your God in all your dwellings. It's the Sabbath of the Lord. It's not the Sabbath of the Jews. It's not the Sabbath of the house of Israel only. Like Yahushua said, he said, the Sabbath was made for man. It is not man. It wasn't made. Man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. He didn't say the Sabbath was made for the house of Israel. He said the Sabbath was made for man, folks. Why are we so blind? Why are we like so really dumb and deaf and blind to the truth of God's word? If we jump down to Isaiah chapter 56, trying to find Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 2. Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keep the Sabbath from polluting it, and keep his hand from doing evil. So we are blessed if we take hold of the Sabbath day and if we keep our hand from polluting it, from polluting the Sabbath. Neither let the son of the stranger that had joined himself to the Lord. So there you go. Speak, saying, the Lord had utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. So the Lord, in other words, the scripture is telling us, whether you are of the house of Israel or whether you are a Gentile, there are no excuse at all for you not to honor the Sabbath day. He said, neither let the son of the stranger, meaning that a Gentile, that if you join yourself to the Lord, if you decide to join yourself to the Lord, then you decide to keep his word, to keep his commandment, the same commandment that he handed down to the house of Israel. Neither let the son of a stranger that joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord have utterly separated me from his people. Meaning that from the house of Israel, don't find an excuse and say, oh, I'm separated from the house of Israel. I'm not of the house of Israel, so I'm not keeping the commandments. I'm not keeping the Sabbath. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree. Say, for thus said the Lord unto the eunuch that keep my Sabbath and choose to do the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Is it also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord? So if you think you are a Gentile, and you have joined yourself to the Lord, to serve him and to love the name of the Lord and to be his servant. He said, everyone that keep the Sabbath from polluting it, and take hold of my covenant, from polluting it, from doing your own thing, and from saying your own words, and from going your own words about the Sabbath day. He said, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my holy, upon my altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. And the word said, the Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto him. So you see here, God is not a respecter of any person. If the Lord God punished, if the Lord God destroyed those of the children of Israel that refused to keep his Sabbath, that refused to honor his statutes and his precepts, because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever, because he changes not. What makes you think that we are going to get away scot-free if we disobey his word, if we profane his holy Sabbath day, if we turn our head away from keeping his Sabbath? If the children of Israel were punished, were destroyed for not keeping the Sabbath day, just because you are a Gentile, that's no excuse. The word of God is for everyone. He haven't separated us from the children of Israel. He haven't separated the children of Israel from the Gentile in the fact that if the Gentile nation decided to follow after God and to do his will and to cling to him, we become sons of Abraham. We become sons of the and daughters of the Most High God. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 13 tells us, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, see, it's God's holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. So this is what the Lord is saying to Isaiah. He's saying that if we turn away our foot from the Sabbath day, from doing our own pleasure, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing your own pleasure, from doing thy pleasure on my way, and call the Sabbath a delight. So if we turn our foot away from doing our own thing, he said, for my holy day, it is not the Sabbath of man. It is the Sabbath of the Lord our God, and it's his holy day. He rested on the Sabbath day. He showed us the example, and we are to follow after the example of the Most High God. He said, if we call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, and honorable, we are honoring God. We are not honoring man. We are not honoring ourselves. It's not about religion. It's not about bloodline. It's about honoring the Most High God. Yahushua's blood was shed for every single one of us. The house of Israel, Gentiles, every single one of us who make a choice to love the Lord and to honor him and to do his will, God is able to deliver us from whatever it is and from whatever bloodline we come from. It doesn't matter, as long as we honor the Lord and do his will and follow after his word. His word is truth. His word is prophecy. His word is life. Let us rejoice and be glad in his word and do whatever he asks us to do. Folks, we are living in a time when it is imperative, it is of most importance that we, my voice is going right now, it is of most importance that we follow to the T, to the jot and to the tittle, the word of God, everything he say. I know that his word cuts sharp like a two-edged sword to those that hate him, to them that hate his word, to them that doesn't want to follow after him. But folks, let me tell you something. When we stand before the Most High God, he's not going to ask us, what religion do you belong to? He's not going to ask you, which church did you go to? He's just going, he have our days written down, everything that we've ever said, whether good or evil, everything that we've ever done, he have everything written down. Are we afraid to tell the truth of the word of God and afraid to be hated of the world? Are we afraid that people are going to say things about us and say, oh, you know, you're crazy? Or are you afraid that you're going to lose friends and family because you speak the truth that are written in the pages of the Bible? Don't be afraid. Yahushua was God in the flesh, and he only had 12 followers. Well, he had more than 12 followers, but he had 12 disciples that actually he picked to represent him, but he had many followers that that actually believed in him, but many of them was hiding from the religious zealots of the day because they were afraid to be thrown out of the church if they follow Yahushua. And even though he was God in the flesh, he had many followers, but there were more against him that were for him back in the day. And there is nothing new under the sun. It's the same for us today. We can't be afraid of that our family or friends or those who are listening is not going to follow you anymore. And not, even if it's just one person that listen, even if it doesn't make a difference in one person's life in the truth of the word of God that we bring forth, it would all be worth it, with one soul being saved. One at a time. Folks, I love you all in Christ. Prepare for the coming of the Lord. For the coming of the Lord is near. The coming of the Lord can be near for each of us on different days. Heck, anyone who die today or tomorrow, that's the coming of the Lord for them, because when they wake up from this death sleep, it's going to be judgment. So the Bible tells us that when a man falls asleep or when a man dies, when he wakes up, it's going to be as if they just fell asleep tonight and then wake up in the morning and you hear the trumpet. So the coming of the Lord can be tomorrow, can be tonight, it can be today for many of us. We don't know, so we have to prepare our heart, our soul, and our mind and repent. I'm sorry, my voice is getting really terrible right now. I know that I can't talk for too long. But God is good. He's been strengthening my voice. And welcome, welcome area code 708. God bless you. And my time is up. Hopefully this is recording. But folks, I'm just going to come on and just do as you know as my best and do as much as I can. Sometimes I don't come on because my voice is really, really tired for that day, and sometimes I schedule the show and then I realize that I won't be able to even do it because my voice is not really as it should, and so I kind of put the show off or cancel it. But I love you all in Christ, and we are here as one people together, but the world is divided by sin and hate and the lust of the flesh, and the enemy is dividing and conquering. So let us not be caught up in all this mess that we find ourselves in this world, but let us humble ourselves before God and just seek His word. The word of the Lord of God is like a sharp-edged sword against the world right now. The word of the Lord is hated by the world right now, and those of us who stand up for the word of God are being, you know, we're being hated right now. We are not the popular one right now, but the Bible tells us if Jesus Christ said it is me that they hated first. He said if they hate you, remember that they hated me first. And it's not, he said, it is not you they hate. It is not us they hate. It is the Lord God in us that they hated. Anyway, I love you, really, really love you all in Christ. And I pray that you will catch up again. I'll try and do another show tomorrow on the Sabbath day to finish. I do have a lot to say about the Sabbath day. The Lord has taught me so much on the Sabbath day. And I decided to go back over everything that the Lord has taught me over the last, 15 years or more. And I'm going to just repeat everything that the Lord has showed me, and I hope you guys find them rewarding. And I just let us just honor God and just prepare our hearts to meet Him. Love you all. Good night.